It's time to sort out a second recipe for our banquet. But how do you feel, mate, about us having a go at our own family's birthday favourites?
My mum's shepherd's pie.
And me mum's cottage pie. Game on, dude, game on. Even though we grew up on different sides of the country, our mum's pies are the same recipe, apart from, well, the meat that they used.
Ooh. That's good beef.
For my mum's shepherd's pie, it's a mix of two-thirds lamb to one-third haggis, just like she used to do on my birthday.
And for my mum's cottage pie, it's quality beef. Simply brown the meat and add the veggies and stock. She wouldn't have done this, but I also had a bit of red wine just to butch up that beefy flavour.
Then add a couple of tablespoons of flour to thicken it all and let it simmer for at least half an hour.
Now, the little tricksy bit at the end. Once you've got that pan of mince, season it, salt and pepper, tasting all the time, just so you make sure it's balanced, and then a couple of dashes of Worcestershire sauce.
For the mash, it's worth using the right kind of spuds. Like me mam used to say, floury ones are the best. That means mair tatey and less water.
Now, what we added to that is we added some butter, some salt and some pepper.
And some cheese. In our case, to go with the Lincolnshire red, it was Lincolnshire Porcher.
But for my birthday pie, me mum always used mature cheddar, just to give it a bit of welly.
So have your component parts. You've got your mince and you've got your cheesy mash.
No. If you want to put some more cheese on your cheesy mash, hey, listen, it's your celebration. You can do with it what you like.